broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. And could there be any more of a beautiful Wednesday morning in the month of February than this morning? I don't think so. February the 15th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour, 53 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Now, I don't want to question the Groundhog's prediction, because as many of you know, Puxatony Phil over in Pennsylvania, Buckeye Chuck here in Marion, and our own Warren Groundhog Harding here at the station all predicted 6 more weeks of winter. But I'm not sure that we're having 6 more weeks of winter. It seems like ever since Groundhog Day, which I think that'll be, 2 weeks tomorrow, we've only had a couple days where the temperatures were low, and the rest of it's been pretty good. No snow, no ice, nothing really to speak of. So, I don't know, maybe the groundhog's got it wrong this year. I don't know how that all really works, but we're going to bring Bob Welsh in at St. Patrick's Day time and assess exactly if the groundhogs were right or not. But we'll see how that goes, and possibly have a green pizza. So you'll have to tune in for that coming up the week of March 17th. Now, let's see. What else is going on here this morning? Well, you know, yesterday was Valentine's Day. I hope everybody had a good Valentine's Day and celebrated the best way they know how. You know, I don't normally pay attention to the social media news feed, I guess it is. All the stories on social media, but I'll tell you what, there was an awful lot of love on social media yesterday. An awful lot of people posting about how much in love they were with, I guess, their spouses, their boyfriends, their girlfriends, so on and so forth. It was very interesting yesterday to see all the love going around on social media. So I hope everybody had a wonderful Valentine's Day. You know, I did get a Valentine yesterday. I'm not going to say who it was from, and I'm not, it was a Butterfinger thing. Very, very nice. So, you know, everybody gets a little something on Valentine's Day, and I hope you did too. Now, where do we want to go here this morning? Well, I'll tell you, the other day I forgot to mention this, but on Friday's show, Linda Sims announced to us that she's engaged. Now, I don't know how many people tuned into Friday's show. I hope a lot. But she announced she was engaged live on the air. So again, I wanted to wish Linda Sims a very, very happy engagement. Congratulations to her. And her program will be on this morning after mine live. She'll be on 10:15 until 12 noon today live. So if you want to call Linda and wish her a happy engagement or tell her congratulations, she will be on this morning from 10:15 until 12 noon. And then Adam, the computer guy, today from 12:15 until 1. So happy birthday to one of our family members here, Linda Sims, who's been with us since day one, nearly 9 years ago now. I did this yesterday, and I want to do it again. We have had great call volume here in recent days. We're really this week. We had 42 calls Monday between 9:15 and 10 a.m. That's almost a call a minute. And I just want to thank the listening audience for participating in these shows, because I believe that's always what has made this station different. is that we talk to each other and we tell each other our stories and play games together and have a good time. So thank you to the listening audience for participating and being out there every morning. And yesterday, we only did calls in the first hour, but we had a pretty good call volume yesterday in the first hour. The first hour is always slower than the second. It always has been that way. I don't know if people aren't out of bed yet in the first hour or just waking up or having their cup of coffee, but the call volume was good yesterday, too. So I appreciate that. Well, now here's something interesting as well. We went off the air at 10 o'clock yesterday. Now, I was in the studio yesterday, so I could sit there and see what was going on. And I ended up staying at the studio yesterday until a little after 11. And the call, the phone, kept lighting up the hour after I was off the air. So that tells me people are even listening to the repeats. So I very much appreciate that as well. Now, let's see here. I want to thank our friend. Now, yesterday he did not make it in. Now, maybe he'll make it in this morning. Lewiston, Idaho, got a message that we have a friend listening online in Lewiston, Idaho. And I don't think this is a joke at all. He listens with regularity, and he's a rather young person. So, you know, that shoots the whole idea that our audience is an older audience. So our friend in Lewiston, I hope you're listening out there. Now, the reason I bring this up is because he has sent us advice on dating. He has tried to play the Family Feud, but a lot of times it's a repeat, so he's not able to get in on the phone line. So I hope he's out there this morning, and I hope he's listening live. And if he is, give us a call, 740-751-4038. We'd love to hear from you live on the air. But a friend out there in Lewiston, Idaho. So we know that this show is heard in Arizona. This show is heard in Idaho. This show is heard in Columbus. This show is certainly heard in Marion. We are all over the place. And again, I appreciate you, the listening audience, for that success. And getting up every morning and being devoted listeners with whatever we're doing. Now, the big story yesterday, and we didn't have a chance to talk about it because it was in hour number two, but the big announcement yesterday was our friend, who was on this station for 4 years, Glenn Coble, made his official announcement yesterday that he is running for the mayor of Marion on the Democratic ticket. Now, the way it all shakes down is that Glenn has no opponent on the Democratic side. So there will be no Democratic primary. But on the Republican side, you have Bill Collins, former police chief, and you have Sue McGowan. So there will be a Republican primary in May. But, well, let's put it, I've known that Glenn was going to do this for probably about 3 weeks. And people had mentioned it to me because he was out getting signatures and so on and so forth. But he did not want to talk about it until it was verified. And it did not get verified until Monday night. So he said, as soon as I'm verified, you'll have the first interview. And Glenn was a man of his word, and he came in yesterday morning at 9:15 until 10 o'clock live, and we did the first interview, and there you go. Glenn is off and running as the Democratic nominee for mayor. So it looks like in the fall, our next mayor is either going to be Glenn Coble, Bill Collins, or Sue McGowan. We'll find out as this year progresses. But what an interesting year. Now, for all of you who have listened to Glenn Coble for 4 or 5 years, what do you think of this? What do you think of the interview yesterday? What did you think of the interview yesterday? If you have any thoughts, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, yes, this is a political discussion, but it's also very close to this station, being that I know a lot of you have listened to Glenn, as I say, for 4 or 5 years. I forget how long he was here. I think he came in 2018 and did his last show in 2022. So 4 years, and he might have come a little bit before that. I'd really have to look. But 4+ years, let's put it that way, that he was on the air here with us, and he still comes to the Christmas parties, and he still comes to the anniversary parties, and he's still here on election night, and he certainly will be here on election night this year because he's running for mayor. But what do you make of that? What did you make of the interview? What do you make of the announcement of Glenn Coble running for mayor of Marion on the Democratic side? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or the interview we did with him yesterday. That was also a very interesting interview, because we covered the waterfront on a lot of things yesterday. We talked about his age, 76 years old. I don't know that anybody of that age has ever ran for mayor. We talked about his illness, which he said had disappeared, which we're all very glad to hear that. Let's take the call here. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead,
hey,
caller.
It's Calvin. Hey, it's Calvin, former Ohio resident.
Hey!
From Lewiston, Idaho.
Calling from Lewiston, Idaho this morning. Calvin, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
Doing well. You sound a little tired this morning. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. So today's the switchover day between my day shifts and my night shifts, so I'm just up doing a couple things around the house before I lay back down for a little bit.
So
you, I'm listening online. I figured I'd call in real quick.
Well, I'm so glad you did, because we had a little, I don't know, it was a time issue yesterday where you called in after the show, or I'm not sure what happened, but I'm sure glad you called in this morning. Now, when I got your message on Facebook that you were playing along with Family Feud and that you had advice on love when we were doing things for Valentine's Day, you told me you were from Lewiston, Idaho. You told me your age, which I want you to do for the listening audience here in a second, and I thought, how in the world, where did this connection happen? So tell the story, tell your age, and how this all came to be that you listen on a pretty regular basis to us in Lewiston, Idaho.
All right, so I'm 21 years old. I guess I'm kind of an old soul. I've always been into talk radio and AM radio, and I especially like local radio. So my discovery of WWGH began probably, I think it was probably 2 years ago. I had a friend that lives in Marion, and I was going out to hang out with him for a little bit. And I was driving from Grove City to Marion, and I was flipping through the FM dial trying to find something to listen to, and I landed on 107.1. I don't remember who it was, because it's been a while now, but you were doing an interview with somebody on the air, and I quickly grew fascinated with the station, and once I discovered that you broadcast online, I started listening quite religiously, because obviously being a low-power station, the signal didn't reach back to Grove City, but ended up moving out to Lewiston, Idaho with my family after my dad got a job opportunity out here, and I continue to listen online whenever I get the opportunity to do so.
Now, for a station that bases itself in Marion, for all of the stations, talk stations that I'm sure you would have the choice to listen to, what has kept you religious with us back to Grove City, to Lewiston, Idaho, on, as you say, a basis that is as much as you can? What is it about this station that keeps your ear?
Well, I'd have to say, being a local-owned community radio station, it feels more genuine, if you know what I mean.
Now, do you have something favorite that we do? Do you have a favorite?
I like listening to a lot of the interviews that you do. It's fascinating, the people that you talk to. And I also really enjoy the Family Feud. And I love when Mary Ellen Withrow is on. She's always good to listen to.
Yeah, Mary Ellen is great, and hopefully we'll have her on again sometime soon. Now, did you ever listen to the Glenn Coble show?
I've listened to it a couple times.
Were you surprised to find out yesterday that he's going to run for mayor?
Oh, yes, I am surprised by that. And best of luck to him, too.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Now, did you get a chance to hear the interview with him yesterday?
I don't believe I did. I was at work yesterday listening. I think that's part of the issue with my call not going through, because I work at a paper mill, so I'm surrounded by steel and machinery that generates a lot of radio frequency noise, but I have my phone hooked up to a radio out on the production floor, so I was listening while doing stuff at work, so had a lot of equipment issues yesterday, so wasn't exactly as tuned in as I usually am able to be.
Now, just for our listening audience who's out there right now, how much in a week, time-wise, would you say you listen to this station?
I listen, obviously, in my free time at work, and also sometimes something in the background while I'm doing stuff as well, but I'd probably say 4 to 5 hours a day.
4 to 5 hours a day, wow. Well, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that you're out there. Now, to get to the meat and potatoes of this, you gave some interesting advice the other day on love. Now, even though Valentine's Day has came and went, what are your thoughts on love?
So, the advice that I had to offer for Valentine's Day, and it's kind of pertains to if Valentine's Day is your first date, and if you're trying to make a good first impression, one thing that can tell you a lot about a person that you're with is how they treat restaurant waitstaff.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, did you hear the conversation that we had last week, really the two questions that really, I guess, don't pertain directly to Valentine's Day? Number one being, who pays for the dinner on the first date?
I think tradition would say it would be the man that pays for everything on Valentine's Day, but given today's society and the fact that there's not always two gender couples, I can't really say there's an exact answer for that anymore.
But now, Calvin, isn't it true that if the man does not whip his wallet out on that first date, there ain't going to be a second date?
Usually that is the case, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the way it is. Now, the other question we had, do you kiss on the first date? That came up last week.
The answer is yes in my case personally, but I think from couple to couple, it can vary. I think it just has to do with how quickly people are willing to move along through things.
Very, very nice. Now, have you ever listened when Abby was here? Because I think that whole advice thing started with her, although we have not had her in yet to give this advice. But what do you make of her advice on that? That the person, I think what she said was, the person who does the inviting should pay for the date.
Honestly, I'd have to say I do agree with that. Because usually if you're invited to something, even if you don't want to do it, you kind of go along with it because at that point you feel obligated.
You're probably right. Now, have you ever heard her when she's been on?
No, I can't say I have.
But we'll have to get you tapes of that, because that's just a fascinating a trip. She hasn't been on a lot lately because she's been off doing things. But, you know, it means a lot to me that you are listening out there in Lewiston, Idaho, that you're 21 years old, that you get what we do here, and that you listen that often. I mean, that's like what'd you say, 5 hours a day? That's 25 hours a week. Do you get sick of the sound of my voice? I bet you get sick of the sound of my voice. You say, shut that guy up.
Oh, no, I could never get sick of the sound of your voice. Like I said, your interviews are one of my favorite segments.
Well, I appreciate that. I really, really do. Because, you know, I always say, as I said this morning, without the listening audience, it would be highly unlikely that we would get together and do this. And it really does mean a lot that you listen out there and make it a point to do that in Idaho every day. How is Idaho, by the way? What's going on out there right now?
Honestly, there's not a whole lot going on out here. It's definitely quite a change of scenery from Ohio, I can tell you that.
It's the Cornhusker State, is it not? Or is that Nebraska?
I believe that's Nebraska. Out here, like, the stereotype is the big thing about Idaho is potatoes, but you don't really see a lot of that in this area. It's more garbanzo beans than anything, actually.
Now, for those who don't know, what are garbanzo beans?
Garbanzo beans are chickpeas, and it's what they, like an example, it's what they grind up to make hummus.
You know what? I got to tell you, I have never been a huge fan of hummus. I don't know why. There's something about it that just doesn't hit me right. But I know a lot of people buy it. A lot of people eat it.
Yeah, it's definitely an acquired taste. I think the texture throws it off for some people. Like me personally, I can't do plain hummus that has to have garlic or like those red pepper bits in it.
Now, did you do anything yesterday for Valentine's Day?
Well, it's kind of difficult to plan anything out as I had work and so did she. But when I got home, I ended up making dinner for the two of us, and then we watched a couple movies before we had to go to bed.
Nice. Now, is this a wife or a girlfriend or a fiancé?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Did you hear that our Linda Sims, as of Friday, announced on the air that she's engaged now?
Yes, I did hear that before I called in, and congratulations to her, by the way.
Yeah, and again, I want people to know she'll be on this morning live from 10:15 to noon, so call in and tell Linda congratulations. That's a big, you know, it proves that it's never too late for love, because Linda, I'm not going to give Linda's age, but Linda has grown children, she's got grandchildren, and here she is engaged at this point in life. I was so happy to hear that for Linda. She's such a good lady, and I'm going to let Mary Ellen Withrow know that she's got people, fans, out in Idaho, and next time she's on, maybe you can call in and say hello to her.
I'll definitely keep listening for her, and I'll try to do that.
Well, I got to tell you, thank you so much, Calvin, for getting up early out there in Nebraska. I know you're on a different work schedule. Thank you for listening. And anytime you happen to be up during the live programs, or even if you're listening to a repeat, send the messages like you do. I like looking at those because I like seeing what other people's answers are. So if you ever have an opinion you want to share that you're not able to do while we're live on the air, send it through Facebook. We love looking at those.
All right, I'll definitely keep up what I've been doing. I was cracking up the other day because I'm assuming you remember my message about the Family Feud question of if your dog left the house, what would you be surprised that he took with him?
Yes.
So I was at work listening to that. I was on my night shift. It was probably 4 in the morning out here, which would be about 7 in the morning your time. I'm 3 hours behind Ohio time out here. But I was... I was trying to call in and answer the question, and I didn't realize I was listening to a repeat. I thought I was far enough on the time delay between here and Ohio that I was listening to a live show.
So it's 5:37 in the morning where you are right now?
Yes, 5:37 in the morning out here.
Well, God bless you, Calvin, for getting up that. You know, I wouldn't get up that early to listen to myself.
Well, I work from 5:45 to 5:45, so I usually get up at about 4:30, so I have enough time to get dressed, get ready, get my lunch packed, and get the car heated up. So on my switchover day between day and night shift, I usually get up at my normal day shift time, and then I stay up until about noon or so, and then I'll lay down till 3 o'clock or so, and then wake up, have a quick dinner, and go to work for the night.
Well, I tell you, stay safe out there in the paper mill in Idaho. Keep on keeping on. Keep on sending those messages. And anytime you happen to be up during this time frame or on Friday, we're on a little longer, 8 a.m. until 1 o'clock live, call in. We love to hear from people, especially who make such, go to such length to listen. So thank you, Calvin, and thank you for getting up early, calling in, and call in anytime.
All right, will do. I enjoyed talking to you this morning. I'm glad we were finally able to make it work.
Absolutely. Stay well.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye. Now, there you go. Now, if anybody ever asks you the question, who's listening to this station, you say Calvin in Lewiston, Idaho, who works in the paper mills, is listening to this station 5 hours a day on average. See, you know, I don't even, that would be, whew, I don't know, I couldn't even do that. I couldn't do 5 hours a day, but God bless his heart. 21 years old, by the way. 21 years old. See, that's why you come on this station. It's not just a local station. It's not just a state station. We're in other states. All right. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. You know, I don't know when Abby will be in to do the advice. We've had these advice questions for a while now. But she's been busy. I mean, there's been some things going on in her life. Maybe it'll happen this Friday. Maybe it won't. You never know. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. These advice questions have been very, very interesting. All right, Glenn Kolbe running for mayor. Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or did you do anything interesting for Valentine's Day? Did you see anything interesting for Valentine's Day? It was a nice night weather-wise. Wasn't too bad at all. Rained a little bit, but was not anything that would put the damper on any big party. I'll tell you, Glenn running for mayor is such an interesting thing to me because clearly he's always been very politically active. But to have somebody that I know this well running for mayor is fascinating to me in a large way. You know, we certainly wish him the best. But, you know, I wish all the candidates the best. Bill Collins, Sue McGowan. Because to be honest with you, it takes a lot of time and effort to run for public office. And running for mayor is no small thing. You know, you really have to be out there and do yard signs, all kinds of stuff. It's a big, big job. All right. Well, is there anything else going on that's of any interest, high interest here this morning in the news department? I can't really think of anything. It's kind of a slow week news-wise. Anything on anybody's mind out there? 740-751-4038. Did somebody have a good Valentine's Day? You know, it's not always the horror stories you want to hear. It's the good ones. Oh, here's something I wanted to bring up this morning. I went over and got my diet soda this morning from McDonald's. And on the cup, it says, the Cardi B and Offset meal. Now, does anybody have any idea what in the world this is? The Cardi B and Offset meal. Now, what in the world? Is that two different things or is that one thing? What is the Cardi B meal? What is the Offset meal? I don't know what either one of those things is. See, I've always said that we need to name meals in this town after people, but I'm not sure that Cardi B is the one that we should be naming meals after. To be honest with you, I wouldn't recognize Cardi B if she was in a lineup. I wouldn't even know I've heard the name, but that's about as far as that goes. Cardi B meal. Do you go through the McDonald's line and say, give me the Cardi B meal? Oh, apparently Offset is a person. I don't know who... See, that just tells you how out of touch I am. Did anybody know that Offset was a person? I have no... I don't know. 740-751-4038. Has anybody ran through the McDonald's line and said, give me the Cardi B. Give me the Offset. I bet these are singers. You ever notice how singers... Oh, I did not realize this. Apparently, I'm being told here that Offset is Cardi B's, is the father of Cardi B's baby. Apparently, they're not married, but there's just a child in between the two. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's Calvin again. I'm still listening, so...
Help me out, Calvin, here. I don't know anything about Cardi B and Offset.
Yeah, that's what I was calling about. So, Cardi B and Offset, you are correct. They are singers. The two of them are a couple, and I guess they collaborated with McDonald's to make a meal named after them. I don't know much more than that, but I wouldn't go through McDonald's and ask for it. But I had a coworker yesterday that got one on his way into work, and it's you get a couple different things with it. But yeah, they're singers, and
do you get a baby out of wedlock with it? I heard you might get a child out of wedlock with the Cardi B and Offset meal.
I'm not sure. I think that depends on the franchise location that you go to.
Is that what... Well, no, I mean, isn't that the big story with Cardi B and Offset, is that they have a baby, but they did not... And nothing wrong with that. I'm not judging that. I mean, it's the 2020s, but isn't that the thing with them? They're not married, but they got a kid?
I believe that is correct. I know this isn't typical of most people my age, but I really don't follow a whole lot of celebrity drama because it really doesn't interest me or concern me, you know?
Well, you know, I had no idea who Offset was. I thought that was a thing, not a person. Now, I did know Cardi B was a person, but I wouldn't... What's in that meal?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I just know that it's something that they collaborated on, and I think it's just you're paying for the name. That's about it.
Well, see, that's terrible, because I cannot... When I saw this cup this morning, because, you know, I get the cups every morning, very rarely does McDonald's decorate their cups. Maybe at Christmas they'll do it, but that's really about it. Sometimes in the summer they'll put a sun on it or something. But this thing is in, it's got hearts on it, and it's pink and red, and it says the Cardi B and Offset meal. And I'm thinking, what in the world? Is that going to draw people to McDonald's?
I think they're trying to do it to appeal to younger audiences such as myself, who might be more into their style of music and be more familiar with who they are.
Well, I'm learning here. I'm getting a lot of information online from one of our listeners out there, and she's letting me know that they have two kids together, and the kids' names are Culture, with a K, and Wave.
Good luck finding that in a souvenir shop.
How would you like to go through life being named Wave?
Going through life named Calvin is already hard enough. I think I've only ever found my name in, like, three different souvenir shops.
Well,
not as common as you think.
Now tell me this, Calvin. Cardi B and Offset, what are these kids' last names? Cardi B and Offset don't have last names. Is it B? Culture B and Wave B?
Yeah, I really don't know.
I don't think, now I don't live in Idaho, but I'm just going to say that I don't think Cardi B and Offset would make it in Idaho, would they?
No, they would not. Country music is more the big thing out this way.
Well, what's the number one song out there right now? What do you hear a lot of country music wise?
Country music wise, well, that's another hard one to answer because we only have two country stations here in town, and one of them plays your typical top 40, and then the other one plays really old bluegrass music, which I happen to love, by the way.
Oh yeah, bluegrass isn't bad. You know, that takes a lot of talent to do the bluegrass.
Oh yeah, especially the banjo and how fast people can play it.
I'm getting Cephas is their last name. Is his name Offset Cephas?
Come to think of it, yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
Wave Cephas and Culture Cephas. These kids are going to be in trouble.
Yeah, if I was those kids, when I turned 18, I would legally change my name the first chance I got.
What's Cardi B's last name? Do we know? Because she's not married to Offset. So what is her last name?
Actually, let me try to look that up real quick.
Yeah, I've seen Cardi B. Like I said, I couldn't pick her out of a lineup, but I know I have seen her. Now, Offset, I've never heard about that. But I don't know.
So, according to Wikipedia, so this might not be entirely true, but her birth name apparently is Belcalis Marlenis Almanzar. And I'm pretty sure my furniture started floating when I tried pronouncing that.
Yeah, I can understand that. Maybe that's why she changed her name. And apparently Offset's name is Chiari?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. K-I-A-R-I. Well, you know, God bless them. I hope they had a wonderful Valentine's Day, and maybe child number three will be on the way.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Now, what is, Calvin, what is your problem with having kids out of wedlock?
I mean, I'm a Christian, so it just seems immoral in a way, you know?
Well, I can understand that. The values you have is what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess it's just depending on the way you're raised and the values you have. Like, some people have an issue with it, some people don't. Like, traditionally, my beliefs say it's wrong, but at the same time, I mean, I don't really mind it because I feel like it's not my place to judge other people's lives. I just try to do my own thing and do myself, you know?
Well, that's in the Bible, isn't it? Thou shalt not judge.
Yep.
You know, I think people overlook that one all the time because people will start telling you how to live your life when really they should pay attention to the thou shalt not judge rule, commandment.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's right. Well, hey, thanks, Calvin, for calling back in.
Yep, no problem.
Take care. Bye-bye. Calvin out in Lewiston, Idaho. You know, I feel like Larry King this morning. You know, Lewiston, Idaho. Marion, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio. You know, we're all over the place. 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour. 56 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion this morning. Cardi B and Offset. Lord. What kind of meal's that? You know, the person giving me all this advice on Cardi B this morning should stop today before I see her later on and get a Cardi B meal, a Cardi B and Offset meal, and we can stare at this thing and figure out what in the world that is. Then we can report back on that tomorrow. Cardi B. Well, does that get you over to the McDonald's? And again, the other big story, because it broke on this show yesterday, I don't believe it's broke anywhere else yet. Glenn Coble running for mayor of Marion on the Democratic ticket. Any thoughts on that from anybody who heard the interview yesterday? Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, he had some interesting stuff to say. We covered the waterfront in that interview from police. Should a police officer be mayor? Glenn's age, Glenn's health, Glenn's atheism. And for better or worse, I as I said yesterday, I think Glenn is the first person who is a announced atheist who's ever ran for mayor. I don't believe that's ever happened. And he might be the oldest, too. Unless somebody corrects me on that. 76 years old, he might be the oldest. But maybe that's a plus. I don't know. The age thing. Because it seems like our politicians just keep getting older. Which, nothing wrong with that. If you want to run and you got the energy, get out there and run. All right. 740-751-4038. 7 minutes left in this hour. Any thoughts on any of this? 54 minutes past the hour. Or do you have any thoughts on our advice questions that we did have this week? Number one, of course, being who pays for dinner when you go out on a blind date or a first date? And number two, do you kiss on the first date? Now, our friend Calvin there out in Idaho said, yes, he does. Some people do, some people don't. I guess that's the way it goes. And then there are some people, when they were in high school, who chewed other people's gum. Ugh, I can't even get back to that. That's, That was one of the worst stories I ever heard. Do you know what chewing somebody else's gum? And I'm not talking about off asking for a piece of gum and then chewing it. I'm talking about they've had this thing in their mouth, and then you take it out of their mouth and chew it. As if that's a sign of love. Where is the love in that? 740-751-4038. Okay, those are the stories here this morning on WGH Talk. I'm sure next hour we'll get into some Family Feud here. That's always very popular. But, yeah, how about that? Calvin, who works in a paper mill, 5 a.m. in the morning right now, listening out in Lewiston, Idaho, and calling in. We thank him for that. Keep listening out there 5 hours a day. It's a good regimen. It'll keep you steady. All right. Well, Cardi B and Offset meal. Isn't that fascinating? Over at the McDonald's. And Linda engaged? Well, now there's a question for you. Is it ever too late for a relationship or a marriage? You know, let's say over the age of 60. Does it ever go away? Is your entire life really just maybe happening to find somebody? I don't know. I think it's very interesting. I don't know that age really plays a part in this. Now, some people get to a certain age and they want nothing to do with love and all that anymore. And I can certainly understand that. But that's showbiz, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Why y'all saying that Cardi B and Offset ain't married? They are married.
Now, the information I got this morning from our person online was that they are not married.
Well, it says right here, if you Google it, that they got married September 20th, 2017, and they're still married.
Wow, so they've been married for 6 years.
Yeah, so y'all all in the mustard trying to catch up. Bam. What?
Well, have you had the Cardi B Offset meal?
No, because that'd be a lot of food for one person. But what it is, they do this not just with them. They do it with a lot of, like, basketball players, rappers, whatever, celebrities. Well, it's what they would get if they go there. It's how they order their food. Like, that's the drink she would pick. That's the drink he would pick. That's the sandwich she would get. That's the sandwich he would get. And then I think it comes with a large fry and an apple pie, and they share that. That's not meant for one person.
Is that a rhyme? Large fry and an apple pie?
Nope.
I think it did rhyme.
But that's what it is. That's like what... It'd be like... the Scott Spears and Angie Evers meal. I mean, like, what would you guys get when you go to McDonald's?
Well, it would be a large diet and a water.
See, like, I'm single and a loser, so the Sarah Burgrass meal would be 2 McChickens, add cheese, tomato, and onion, and a small fry, no salt, and a large Coke. That'd be the Sarah Burgrass. What would the Scott Spears meal be?
At McDonald's?
And if you say something like a salad and a diet water, I'm hanging up.
Yeah. No.
What would the Scott Spears meal be?
I'll tell you that, but I want to get to this quickly.
A Diet Coke and nothing else?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, I'll tell you this, though. What do you make that as you're tooling around on the bus there this morning in Marion, Ohio, that we've got people, it's 5 a.m. out in Lewiston, Idaho, and we've got 21-year-olds calling in?
Well, I think what I thought was so impressive is how articulate he is.
At 5 in the morning.
Yes.
You did not realize the lengths that people go to listen to this show.
I did not.
I always tried to tell you guys that this is a...
Back to my question. What would the Scott Spears meal be?
You know, I'm trying to think at McDonald's. What would I... You know, I've always liked the chicken nuggets with honey, because it's the only place you can get honey with chicken nuggets.
Okay, all right.
But yeah,
if
I was going to get food there, that's what I would get. I'm not a big fan. Their fries are okay, but it's not something.
But you don't want no fries, pies, nothing else. You just want.
Yeah, just the
Diet Coke and your like 10-piece nugget or whatever.
10-piece nugget with honey. There you go.
Wow, that would be the Scott Spears.
It's as exciting as the break we're going to right now. Here's the break.
Right,
we'll be back in 15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
Well, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans.